בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילה שכה. The answer to every question in our life ultimately is emuna. Why am I alive? Why do I do anything? The right answer. Why would I get married? Why would I try to get a job? Why would I take on any venture? Ultimately, it's to fulfill my purpose in this world. Otherwise, I don't need to be alive. Anytime I'm alive, my purpose is to have emuna in Hashem. The answer to any situation in life, and perhaps the highest form of expression of one's emuna, is talking to Hashem. Let's explain this a little bit more. Let's say one has a financial difficulty. There are different ways to deal with that. What we will refer to as hishtadlus, different forms of effort one has to make to try to resolve the problem. There could be 100 different avenues, and one has to try, think about, speak to people, research, make different personal efforts, hishtadlus, to try to resolve the issue. An answer that is greater than anything else, that can solve any situation, is step one, talk to Hashem. Because whatever avenue we're going to take, we may be taking the wrong avenue. We're just human beings. Maybe we've got the wrong perspective again. Maybe we're making a mistake. Maybe our brain is not working in the best way today. Or even if it is, maybe somebody is swindling us, the person giving us advice, maybe intentionally or maybe unintentionally. Maybe the person may be the most well-meaning individual, but they're also a human being. They don't run the world. They can't control all the people of the world. They can't control all the situations that can occur in the world. But there is one. Only Hashem can and does control every single situation that exists. He has the power to do anything and everything. I have the opportunity to reach out to Him at any given moment. Not only that, it is a huge mitzvah to reach out to Hashem. He commanded us. His perspective is to work on our emunah, to fulfill this mitzvah of talking to Hashem. Let's use another example to illustrate this concept. Imagine we phone somebody. We don't have to believe that we are speaking to somebody else. We know that we are speaking to somebody else on the phone. I can hear their voice right now. I don't need any proofs that I'm speaking to someone. Let's say we send a voice note over WhatsApp to somebody overseas who is currently keeping Shabbat, and we're not. Shabbos is already finished for us. When we send them that voice note, do we know that they're going to hear our message? Or do we believe that they're going to hear our message? We don't know. It could actually happen that this person's phone, something goes wrong with it, and they don't receive the message. Could happen that this person themselves, something happens to them and they don't make it through to the end of Shabbos. So we don't know that they will hear our message. We believe that they'll hear our message. Usually you send a voice note. A couple hours later, when Shabbos comes out for that individual, they will see that voice note and they will listen to our message. We believe that. In the same vein, we don't know Hashem is listening to us. We can't know. The whole point of this world is that we don't know and we can't know, because the whole reason for our existence is to have emuna in Hashem, to have belief in Hashem, to have faith, to have to believe and to not know, to believe specifically when we don't see. Speaking to Hashem is comparable to sending somebody a voice note. They will get the message. We don't know it, but we believe it. And in the same way, there's no doubt Hashem will get our message. So in that way, it's slightly different. But we believe that He gets it.